Hello and welcome to another edition of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. The Sixth Amendment states, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and the district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which the district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witness in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel to his defense. The first sentence has some interesting wording in it. The accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. It's nice that America's forefathers thought that going to court was going to be an enjoyable and leisurely activity. In the 1790s, people must have gotten a pint of beer, some root marm, and a bag of popcorn to see if they were going to be charged of a crime. It's like court back then was like going to see the hottest new Marvel movie of today. You know, knowing the judicial process, though, there was probably like a very long and disappointing sequel. Gideon's Law, which is a Supreme Court ruling, reinforces the fact that everyone has the right to legal representation. This is where public defenders come in. They are there to fight for the people who get in trouble with the law but are too poor to afford a lawyer. And this makes sense, right? If you're a person of low income and get caught speeding, and this is your first offense, you should have someone going to bat for you. When corporations and politicians get in trouble, they have like four, maybe five lawyers defending their honor. It would be nice to have one donated to poor people. But state after state are cutting funding for public defenders. And it makes no sense considering that in Louisiana, 85% of all criminal cases come through the public defender's office. The other 15% are all crawfish related, so they're filed under maritime law. And in Florida, an average public defender has to deal with 500 felonies and 2,200 misdemeanors a year. That's about 18,000 pounds of coffee and at least 13,000 liters of Red Bull that a public defender consumes in a year. But the funding for these guys isn't really predicated on caseload. Look, I get that justice is blind, but she's not blind to the concept of supply and demand, right? And I'm pretty sure Lady Justice is under the poverty line, right? She's dressed in rags, she's got to weigh out her food to make sure that the rations all add up. The public defender's budget right now is based on whether the governor can recognize the concept of poverty or not. In LaSalle, Louisiana, public defenders are getting about $10 a case. And this would make sense since Bobby Jindal just cut $400 million from the education budget, so there's not enough money for them to understand the concept of math. Statewide, the budget was slashed $850,000, which is a decrease of 15%, which means that there's also been an increase of crawfish crimes by 15%. This sounds like an SAT problem devoid of hope. And it's gotten so bad that the ACLU is now suing New Orleans and the state of Louisiana for lack of counsel. That's right. The people who defend others that can't afford representation need representation so that they can represent others. It's just like a Russian nesting doll of fuckery. After an ACLU lawsuit in Idaho, there was $5.3 million legislated to public defenders' budget through a grant. But only one county didn't apply for this grant. They feared that there would be a catch if they did, and to be fair, there is. Poor people get to exercise their right to the Sixth Amendment. What a catch! Equality for all people! And to think, those low-income hobgoblins want to actually be treated like legitimate human beings. Blech! Right? That county would much rather use that money to innovate potato farming. And with $5.3 million, you can take baked potatoes to the next level. In Missouri, the crisis has gotten so bad that the head of the public defender's office, Michael Bartlett, has commissioned former lawyer and current governor Jay Nixon to serve his state. This is in retaliation to Governor Nixon's veto of increasing the budget for public defenders. Bartlett states that the director of the public defender for a system has the authority to delegate the legal representation of any person to any member of the state bar of Missouri. He's basically Batman of the public defenders. Like, you want to tell him that he's gone too far, but you know that he doesn't. Like, he's definitely got, like, a couple legal batarangs he's gonna throw out at you. Along with funding issues, the caseloads are so high that public defenders don't even get to meet their clients before the trial sometimes. I mean, how are you supposed to help someone out if you don't know who they are or what their side of the story is? I believe that my client, who I just met 43 seconds ago, is innocent.
Okay. Why?
Well, he's got really kind eyes, and once he made a really nice macaroni necklace, and I'm pretty sure that he's a cat person. On top of this, some people have to wait for a public defender for so long that they wind up staying in jail longer than if they would have pled guilty. So if they do wind up going to trial and are found guilty, they've already served their time and then some. So I guess, I mean, the state would have to do something to maybe give that extra time back, right? The time served, like, they would have to give that back somehow. I don't know, maybe the governor of that state could be in prison for, like, the number of extra days this person did. You know, just to even out the system somehow. And I bet that some of these governors look real darling in orange. Okay, so that plan doesn't really take care of the overpopulated prison problem. And that's also part of the problem. Most of the punishments don't fit these crimes because not being able to afford to pay your crime is a crime. It's like Jenga. You're just stacking crime after crime after crime, and all you need to do is find that one block that you need to remove to collapse the whole thing. But in order to find that block, you need somebody that knows how to weave their way through the criminal justice system to collapse the whole thing and set yourself free. And to be fair, I don't understand how Jenga works. According to the Boston Globe, the only way to fix this problem is to have a federal funding system for public defenders. They claim about $17 million per state and territory and adjust the budget based on population. That way there's enough public defenders for the people, and defenders aren't sending up bags of IV of coffee to get through their caseloads. Or another great idea would be to take some money out of that war budget that we have, which is roughly $600 billion, and to make sure that what we have in the military is maintained and employed would roughly be $300 billion. That's another $300 billion that can go into funding necessary constitutional programs like public defenders. And maybe, I don't know, like schools or after-school programs, you know, to maybe like decrease crimes. At the moment, we are devaluing aspects of the Constitution and pretending like it was never written. Every single person is innocent before proven guilty, and public defenders are that right. And if we don't uphold this, then no one gets to enjoy any aspects of life, let alone the judicial process. Because even Batman needs help every once in a while, which is why the Justice League exists. But right now, the League can't help him out because they're working the late shift at Starbucks to make sure that they can pay their Comcast bill. And we have the resources to fund public defenders so that the people who need them can actually have access to them and their rights. And at this point, there is absolutely no enjoyment in the judicial process because public defenders can't even afford popcorn. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to see me live, I have new stand-up comedy dates coming up in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Virginia. You can go to my website, ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N noodlescomedy.com. If you want exclusive stand-up comedy content, that's new stand-up collections every single month, stuff that you won't see me do on stage, you can go and subscribe to my Bandcamp at ramennoodlescomedy.com. hownottofitin.bandcamp.com, and you can also pick up a copy of my new album, How Not to Fit In, there. You can check out my podcast, Taboo Table Talk, on iTunes, Stitcher, and Libsyn. And if you would like to support the DIY endeavors that fund all the operations costs, like hosting and things like that, for my podcast, Forkful of Noodles, and my website, you can visit patreon.com/krishmohanhaha and donate there. And I hope to see you at a live show, and thanks for getting into it.